Welcome, everybody, to the Investing in Real Estate show on this Monday. I'm Clayton Morris. So glad to have you here. And of course, we are watching today is the big day, the rollout of the new U.S. digital currency as we see the decline of the U.S. dollar in real time happening right before our eyes, guys. Yes, the FedNow program moving away from paper and coins starts today. Officially will be all the way rolled out by July, but all of the different institutions are getting lined up right now to get verified by the Federal Reserve. So this is a move away from paper. This is a move towards a central bank digital currency that starts today. And of course, this is of course why I believe it is absolutely so important, guys, that we do not have our family's future tied to the US dollar. Absolutely make sure that you're invested in things that are tangible assets that you control, like real estate and precious metals. Those are the things that have sustained for 4,000 to 5,000 years. Again, going back to the Roman Empire, when of course they even had rental properties. Wealthy people in Rome owned rental properties that they rented out. Like this has sustained for thousands of years. And we are watching in real time the decline of the US dollar as, you know, again, Saudi Arabia and China align themselves to start settling oil transaction trades in the Chinese yuan instead of the US dollar. Again, full video here on the channel. I would love for you to go check out my deep dive on the decline of the US dollar. But just to say, today starts the week, guys, the beginning here of April, the first week of April, 2023. You can tell your kids, you know where you were when you saw the US dollar go from paper and coin currency to a digital-based currency. It starts today. But today's our Q&A episode, so we're going to dive into three questions that we have from viewers around real estate, taxes, whatever's on your mind. You can go to our website at morrisinvest.com and click on the microphone icon that's on the right side of your screen if you'd like to leave us a voicemail question that we can answer here on the show. That's what we do. And hey, while you're on the website, we are a full-service rental real estate company building about 500 homes this year for our clients. If you're a more advanced investor and you want to, you know, move some old investments out of low performing assets using a 1031 exchange, and you want to move that over into real estate, our team can help you with that. So you'll save on taxes. It's a full service team. We can take care of all of that for you. Just go to morrisinvest.com and click on the book a call button, and we'd be happy to jump on the phone with you and talk about real estate and all of that. All right, our first question today, I think, comes from Ronald. Let's listen.
Wait, this is Ronald. I have an investment property in North Carolina. It is my first and only investment property, so now I'm looking to hopefully get my second one. Being that HELOCs are hard to come by, or they don't do HELOCs on investment properties, what is the best way that I can pull equity out of my home without actually refinancing? Because I have a good rate and I don't want to lose it.
Well, you bring up a great question, and this is something that really all advanced investors should understand, right? If you're thinking like Elon Musk or other people, people that have Bitcoin, people that have gold, people that have real estate, you don't want to sell the real estate, right? You don't want to sell the gold. You want to borrow against it. Now, just because one bank tells you that they're not going to offer you an investment loan on that property, you need to shop around. And so I was kind of a little confused because you talked about an investment property, but then you also talked about your own home, Ronald. So just to be clear, you want to get equity out of the home you live in. Well, I am not a fan of doing a cash out refinance. Okay. I've never been a fan of it. You can do it. This is just my personal opinion. I'm not a financial advisor. You can do whatever you want. But personally, I don't like the idea of refinancing the home I live in, because what you're doing is you're getting a whole new loan. You're closing out the first loan that you have. You're basically getting a brand new loan. And you have to also decide that, hey, I'm going to be living in this house for a while, because now you're adding in a whole new loan and new closing costs. And very often what people don't understand, I made this mistake when I was very young, had my first house that I bought. I did a refinance because the rates went down. I didn't realize at the time that, of course, I'm taking on a whole new loan. And for like 1 year of living in that house is basically how much it costs me in paying a new mortgage to cover all of those closing costs. So if you plan to live there for a long time, a cash out refinance or a refinance might be an option for you if the rates make sense and you're getting a better deal. But I got to say, it just doesn't make sense, because when you're figuring in the closing costs and all of that, you're really adding on a whole bunch of extra money that you probably didn't think about. So just take that into account. I'm a much bigger fan of a home equity line of credit, a line of credit. You know, you start with a zero balance, because with a cash out refinance, they're going to give you a check, right? With a home equity line of credit, you start with a zero balance. They're giving you a line of credit. They'll even give you a credit card or a debit card. And a lot of times in the United States, they still use checks, right? So you start with a zero balance, and then you can do whatever you want with it. You could go out and buy a car if you were stupid, right? Or you could use it to invest in other properties. So I'm a much bigger fan of getting a home equity line of credit, and then you pay that down. We've written a whole book on this subject. If you want to go to Amazon and do a search for how to pay off your mortgage in 5 years, written by Clayton and Natalie Morris. The most recent version is the blue cover, which has been updated for the most recent tax code by the United States government. I encourage you to read that book on how to utilize a home equity line of credit to pay down not only the debt in your home, but buy investment properties separately. But to answer the second part of your question, you know, you should really be able to shop around and find banks that will do investment loans right now. Again, I mentioned, in fact, I spoke to Dan Krause. I mentioned him on the show last week. Dan even wrote me an email and say, hey, thanks for the shout out on the podcast. Again, he's a friend. I don't have any business relationship with him other than I refer people to him at Churchill Mortgage, because he's able to do home equity lines of credit on investment properties. So, you know, again, shop around, and maybe Dan's not a great fit for you. Maybe Churchill Mortgage is not a great fit for you. But I just, you know, shop around. There absolutely are banks that will do home equity lines of credit on investment properties. So check them out, and I hope you find that useful, Ronald. All right, next question.
Hey, Clayton, quick question for you. My son will be a senior at the University of Arkansas next year, starting in the fall, and we're debating whether we should buy a house in the Fayetteville area, knowing that he would only use it for a year, and then we would need to deal with it after that. So, would love your thoughts on that. If it makes sense to get into that area now, or perhaps put that money to use better somewhere else. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Rick. First of all, I would say book a call with our team and we can talk you through that. We can just kind of run the numbers and play around with that. I personally don't invest in that area, so I can't speak to the Fayetteville area. It might be great. People often ask me, they're like, what about here? What about here? What about here? We do a lot of research where we build our rental properties, and we're very focused on certain markets because of the demographic data on low crime, high job growth, best school districts, all of those things, right? Infrastructure, landlord friendliness, which is where we build our property. So I can't speak to Fayetteville specifically, but I've heard great things. And obviously near university towns is usually going to be good, but please, please, please do your research on the town. Make sure that what the rental rates are, make sure you're getting a good return on your investment. What does the job growth look like? What are the diversity of businesses in those areas? It's not just a one trick pony town, one job, you know, one oil refinery is there. And if it goes out of business, everyone can't pay the rent. Make sure all of those things are in play before you do that. So I can't tell you, you know, not to buy a property at all. I mean, I'm a huge fan of real estate investing. It just needs to make sense for you. What is the goal? That he will live in this property? And then what, after a year, he's going to move out of it? I would really talk with a property management team in that area. If you're going to buy a property, you do not want to be in the property management business, because once your son moves out of there, then it's going to become a headache for you, right? Now you're going to be the property manager of this property. Really make sure you've got a great property management team in place that can, well, first of all, tell you how much this property could rent for when your son's not living in it, when he moves out a year from now. But if that's something you and your son want to do and build something like this together, you might even consider, kind of going into business together to start to do rentals together, where he could actually manage the day-to-day of it. And so there's all sorts of ways you guys could partner together and create an LLC and think about that. But of course, or actually doing it as a business, and this is where you would want to talk to our team about this, because we can connect you with the right legal team on this as well, which is, you know, setting up an LLC. If it's going to be a rental property where he's going to pay you, that's a whole different animal, right? If he's just going to live there as a family member, then there's different loans. There's a lot of things to consider with this. So I don't want to just throw out, random thoughts on this, you know, and steer you in one direction. I want to kind of know what your goal is here. Is your goal to build a rental portfolio? If that's the case, maybe this isn't the best approach. There might be a better approach, which is actually buying proper real estate, proper rental real estate that's going to fit the tax benefits that you want, the cash flow that you want, and the best markets that you want. And then maybe work out something different with your son, whether it's helping him get an apartment or whatever it is. You know, I don't exactly know. So anyway, book a call with our team and we'll talk with you on the phone with about, you know, it's a totally free phone call. We'll just kind of see what your goals are here and kind of play around with some numbers and just help you out. So anyway, just go to our website, morrisinvest.com, and the team will be looking out for you. I'll give them a heads up, Rick. Okay. Our next question comes to us from John, I believe.
Hey, Clayton. This is John. Hey, just to let you know, I have my house is paid off and I've got about $500K in equity. The problem is I can't access it. Part of the reason why is my credit score is within like 540 to 690, but when it gets checked, it's like 560. And no bank or even a credit union would even apply a loan. My debt to income is close to like 10%, so I have no debt. So I'm in a predicament where I'm just trying to save cash, but I'd like to get access to that equity. But unfortunately, the banks and credit unions are in a certain, they hold the credit score as a god. And is there any way around this? Thanks, Clayton. This is John. Bye.
Hey, John, thanks so much. And I know the frustration, man. I had a 500 credit score years ago. You know, I had all kinds of debt. I had a really bad financial record because of going through the 2008 collapse and everything. So, you know, when I started my real estate investing journey, I had to be creative, right? So people always say to me like, oh, I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm telling you, I did it. You know, I had a 500 credit score and I was able to get creative and put these things together with spit and glue. And that's how I became successful. So if I can do it, you can do it. So John, what I would say is first of all, and they are not a sponsor of this show, just to be clear, but I have had a lot of personal family members use ScoreMaster and they've been able to raise their credit score in like 2 weeks, okay? Because they have a whole team of data scientists that does amazing work. And they're able to go in and identify areas to improve your credit score like literally overnight. So again, they're not a sponsor of the show. I'm not affiliated in any way whatsoever with them. But I do speak highly of them. So first of all, and they can usually get your credit score up like 60, 80, 90, 100 points or more. Just start there. Okay. Go there, see what that can help you with. I don't know how much they charge, if it's free. I have no idea. Okay. So just go check them out, scoremaster.com. And if you talk to them, tell them I sent you. But check them out. That would be my first order of business. And then, you know, if you hit that sort of wall beyond that, I literally would shop around, okay? Really shop around and talk to banks because you're going to be able to find financial products out there that will be willing to do it. You just have to shop around. You just have to put in the legwork and find whether it's a private lender or a hard money lender or whatever it is that wants to help you tap that equity of that home. But to have that $500,000 sitting there that you can't touch, it's ridiculous. You know, it's absolutely ridiculous. Or also, you know, you consider too, is there a partner in your family that can help you with this? That's one thing. The other thing I would tell you to do is our team at Morris Invest, we work with people that have some credit score issues, right? And we have non-recourse financing built into our rental properties. So for those individuals that have a credit score issue, or they own 10 rental properties already, and so they can't get another loan under their own name, they need to go non-recourse. So you can, if you want to talk with our team, we'd be happy to talk with you, John. Again, book a call with our team and tell them your situation, and we can kind of see, they can kind of point you in the right direction on non-recourse financing as well, so that it would be not tied to your personal name and your credit score, but it would be tied to the asset that you're considering purchasing. And therefore, it doesn't matter that you've got a 590 credit score, okay? They're going to be looking at the asset that you're buying. And so that's really, really great strategy that most people don't think about. So my first order of business is try to fix that credit score with ScoreMaster, give them a shot, okay? And then book a call with our team and we can talk to you about non-recourse financing. We have whole videos on our channel about non-recourse financing, John. So check out those videos as well. Anyway, I hope this was helpful. Again, without all of the details of your credit history and all of that, I can't really say much more than that at this point. But I think this is a good start for you to kind of get started in this direction to get this cleaned up. I'm cheering for you. I'm rooting for you. So thanks so much, John. Thanks to all of you for your great questions. If you have a question, real estate or tax or anything related, let us know. Go to morrisinvest.com and click on the microphone icon that's right there on the right side of the screen. Leave us a 30-second voicemail or less, and we'll try to play it here on the show. Now go out there, everyone. Take action. Become a real estate investor. Get your money out of the U.S. dollar. Save yourselves and your families. And we'll see you next time here on the channel.